come for, well, not quite there, but that he's only come, but Rumah Zelum come. And so Bilam is a Zelum as there of Mesa Adema. Same daf, the same krafna, whatever was given to, whatever teaching that was given to Mesa, to a certain guy that was given to Bilam. So Lachur, I mean, we don't, it's hard for us to imagine, there's no diagram Lachur about Mesa Adema. And the Mela, if Bilam is on the same diagram, the question is, where is the Seyrish of Nafkamina? In one Indian they're the same, and one Indian they're different. He's a Russia, so he's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Where is the Nakuda that they stole the Selumas there, and where is the Seyrish of Nafkamina? Next, take a look at the cloud. If you look at the parasha, Bilam is very different person. Whatever they keep telling him to do this or that, you know, he checks back with the Eivishim, he says, whatever he says, I'm going to do, I can't do differently than the Eivishim says. Kimei Hashem Nusit Elal HaKimochem, and where's the Afgam, where's the Afgam, he didn't know anything about what was happening to Shabbos. So, and the whole parasha is a parasha where even HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanhugger with Bilam was a tricky Hanhugger. In the month with Tari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went head on head. Tari said, "Be Hashem," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him was a Muhammad of Zilum Azen in a very open way. But I'm always it was a Muhammad Hashem. Bilam is something we have to care. It was Kilo who would shaku. Bilam is using his prayer to kill Kaifa of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tricks Bilam into making it fall into the brachas, and Vayahavach Hashem. Vayahavach means that I couldn't, Vayahavach Hu means I could not make use of the, I could not fight the person, I turned it around. Lamashal in there's certain types of fighting when it's boxing, when every person gets as strong as you can the other person. So you have types of fighting, judo eliminate him, where the chokhmah is to take the person's own kayach and turn it against him. The person strikes you, take that swing, and then pull the person over so that he falls over. So cool. There's a certain mahalak of where I can clap the other person, and the person can't stand against me. That was the mahalak of the other side. It's a very normal mahalak of the chokhmah itself. And then there's a mahalak which lechura seems to be a shachtai. I'm not strong enough to fight the other person. So I take the other person and I use his own weight against him. Or since if I debate a person, if I have strong kindness, I kind against the person. And if I don't, I make the son of some of his arguments. I wait until he says something stupid, and then I make Asher blush. But that's all because, again, usually it's a sign of a certain wholesome. And here you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Yavah HaShem Chorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't close the Lord's mouth. He couldn't stop it off. So instead, he found a way to trick his mouth into something else. This seems to be a chayzdar, not a chayzdar. Another Indian that you learn out, it's not part of the symbolic of the Bilam, it's also very strange to Gemara. The Gemara learns that Loilam Yasadam Shalilishma, Shalilishma Bolishma. That's one Gemara. The Gemara in another, because Mantan Hedrin brings a raya from the Karbonis that Bolag was mapping, which again was on the advice of Bilam. It's very strange to call it Shalil Shema. It's very strange to bring a raya from it that's only Shalil Shema Bola Shema. I mean, you don't have the content, the word's passed away. But even if the Gemara is looking at Shalil Shema, still the Gemara picked these Karbonis for Shalil Shema. And for sure, Bilam wasn't an idiot. Bilam was a Chacham, he was a Navi. And he said, listen, if the Eidish said that bringing Karbonis is good, and that's like the Kaisal's Kusum, like the Karbonis also bring Karbonis. So the Pshat was that his Karbonis obviously had the Kshiva as the Kaisal's Karbonis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, the others were mapping you in it. But the Mashmoros is factored that there is, his Maisa HaKarbonis wasn't any Mechoyz Dagger in the Maisa HaKarbonis of the others. No, that's what told him. At first, the whole, he wasn't a player who said, well, if they chef and I chef, I'll get the same result. It means he was Euler. He was very half-safe of the Kabbanis and the Nyan and everything in the Kabbanis. And he said, my Kabbanis are connected to those Kabbanis. They're exactly equal. so, so I mean, those are the onion of the Dillon. Dillon, they, we have to try to figure it out. Let's take
a Nakuda,
and then
we'll explain it. Never mind, because I want to explain it.
The pasuk says that Ayis Halal Giba Bidurokay Chacham Chachmosay Asher Ba'Oishay. The base is Halal is Halal Haskel Biyadoya Ayis. That every shvach in the Bria is not a real shvach. All the Yanim that we are known as Halal, but the Chacham Giba and Oishay, those are Yanim that are not worthy of being praised with. What a person should be praised, but a person who's praiseworthy is Haskel Biyadoya. That's the Russian problem. If you think about it, let's take a muscle from the other. Let's say you have a person who is you have two people. A person who is selfish, insensitive, doesn't care about other people. So the Dark Cloud doesn't listen to the other person talking. Certainly doesn't ask him who you are, how you are, what you are. It doesn't interest him. If he does, it's just the currency, and it doesn't listen, doesn't hear, and it's not at all, and you feel it when you talk to a person who's not a sensitive person, who doesn't particularly care about you, there's no, he's listening with half an ear, and he's impatient, and he's not listening to them. A person who's close to you, wants to get to know you, sits and listens, and he wants to know about you. So that type of person is a much closer person. But there is a chalkus in that daga of closeness. You have one person who's a very sympathetic person. He cares about other people, likes the other person, and he would like to make the other person feel good, he would like to make the other person be happy, whatever it is. And he listens to him and he tries to understand him so that he can, in whatever way, make the other person happy, sympathize, he can help him. There's another person who's a very scheming person. He's a very, very shrewd, manipulative person. So he gets to know the other person. I'm asked to use the other person. I know that this person needs attention. So anything I want, I can get it by giving him attention. If this person needs this, I get it by that. So if you're trying to relate these people from good to bad, so the good person is the one who cares about the other person. A bad person is the one who's not talking about the other person, who's sensitive to the other person. The worst person is the one who's very interested in the other person, enough to make him into a kli for his own money. Somebody who's manipulative is much worse than the person that's not sensitive, doesn't care about that person. If we're being mechalic, let's try to give a word to explain the chilukei daigah. If you take a person, his whole metzias, his personality, his character, chulu, all of those in yanim are the person's midas, hanhagis, daav, teichol. Those are all, that is the person's personality. And this is what both of these people are trying to do. The question is, so both of them want to get to know, on those in Yanim, the word das is the descriptive word. I know this person, Mayed Adam is Chava, the Makirim, Yudoi, Alufi, Umi Yudoi, a person that I know well, a friend is called Yudoi. So getting acquainted and having a Tesha and stelling the truth to a person's character, personality, whatever you want to call that, told the truth of the person, that is Yudia. That works with Yudia, and with knowing the other person, understanding the other person. There's another word that Chazal used, and when you want to be mefayis another person, you want to be merateh. Rotten, Ritzui, merateh. That means I'm trying to make the person happy, satisfied. That's kibiru nekuda that rests within the kalim. Russell, if a person feels neglected. So, the expression of it is attention. Go to him, speak to him, talk to him, listen to him, say over something from him, b'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu.
Now, that's all the mechanics of the person's personality. A good person is a chap because I want the person to be merutza. I want it to be l'rutzel in front of me. And that's where I'm stowing to everything to that mahalach of rutzel coming as a person. That is where it splits. So we'll call that the rutzel of the person, the panini is the rutzel of the person, and the rest of it is called the das. So bodam yoda, yudoi, all those inyanim relate to a kesher and the inyanim that are expressed. But when I want to be miraculous or something, I'm trying to get the drugs. I want seeing the person happy is what makes me happy. The person's manipulative is adrabah. If the more I can cut away this person's happy, and I can keep him on a string so that I can manipulate him for my purposes, I'm more happy. So I want to take the whole shell of the person. I want to take him. I want to get to know every part about the person. Be monopolist from his purposes and use it for my purposes. And that's how I'll have like an evidence. In the Mahalchim of Lamala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it works in the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, a whole Mahalach, the Bria, of mitzvot, Maisim Toimim, Tikkunim, Inyonim, Mazalim, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala and the Bria with the Mahalach. Some of it are pure Ruchis Mafim, some of it is also, in Yonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses to Daf and his Rotsi in a Lamaisic way, that's mitzvah, higher mitzvah. And then there's Mahalchim, some of it very close, you know, the Aishim and mitzvah and some of it further away. A whole Mahalch of Ksharim between the two. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, Kav Yochel, there's a Mahalch in the Bria of Sibuyim, of Haskel via Ve'oisi, and there's a Mahalach of Rux. That something should be a Nahas Ruach with one of his fire. And it's not my words, the Mishnah says Rochem, that one of the Yanim of Karbonis, is the only place we have such a Kavana, is there should be a Nahas Ruach for the Mishnah of Ve'oilam. No, it says the Mishnah, right? It's the Mishnah. A Kavanim, there is a Kavana in Maisim, and the place where you find that stuff is in Karbonis. Let's go to another Gemara. It's a Hemshah at the beginning, but I just want to first do the Gemara. Gemara says in Drachim about the opinion about Bilam. It's a very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, Ami, Schorno Mayot Bolot Melech Moyot. Nai, Leman Dav, Sitzit Hashem. This is a Pesach Seder. Omer Blazan, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Ru'u Kamat Tzedakas Esisi Mokam Shloi Ka'asti Mi Bilam Arashim. I never got angry at the time of Bilam, so Molly Ka'askim and Ishtayim is the name of the Israel Sarah Rupam. Nothing would have been left over if I would have been kind. I had a comedy Bilam, Lipolok, Ma Ekrev, Likova, Teo, Ma Ezra, Lizam, Hashem, Malamish, and Lizam, Yom Lizam. Kama Zamri, how much is his Zam? Rega. Kama Rega, Ama Bai, Ama Babin became a Dina, Rega to memory. Rega to memory means, as he said, Rega, that's the one, it's a second. Or Melolon, the Rega Rata. How do you know that? For a second, I can't spoke with the pair. Shnema ki rega va'africhayim v'tzayim. They say, ma'ok ha'chitim ad rega yam ha'zam. So l'maisa, and then it says, when did the Kodesh Baruch Hu get angry? It says, the first day of the day, it says, that's when Malachim are oivin, that's when Eivin Amadazar, the whole of the place is here, over here. Vim tayma akash, ma'har yochol eivin v'shas rega? What do you say, rega? Ish leima koli. The word koli fits into a rega. I don't know what the Shaila says, there's a Shaila that's a terrace. I'm going to pick up the word, it's three letters. You could say a Harin, or I don't know what the, like the Ratzchem. I don't know what the problem with finding three letters, strange. So that's understandable. And because the whole sugya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clear. They're 1 second a day, and it lasts only 1 second a day. And it's a regular commandment. What does the have to be crazy for? Why is it crazy? So let's understand a little bit about the meat of caste. Let's understand. The meat of caste is when a person I mean, if a person is, if someone did an Avla payment, the person who responds to the Avla doesn't want to have a keshel with it. That's not kaf. If a person is praying for someone else, and you know, he said, listen, I see that you're not erel, you're not pesed, you don't care for me, whatever it is, like this, I don't want to be matched up to you. Yeah, if it doesn't go on the gidur in the comment, it's not exactly because I feel upset with the person rightfully. So that's not really kaf. If somebody does something wrong, and I tell them, listen, very rational voice, tell them, have a soup, this is an Avla, and you know, with such an Avla, you can't go weiter, so on and so forth. That's not the meat of kaf. Because everything chokha includes that and so on. The meat of kaf is that a person, I mean, we understand that the problem with kaf is that a person loses his mind at kaf. That's not the shot that's problem with kaf. That is kaf. Kaf is where the hanhaga of now overrides any previous hanhaga. Just like you have a machine that has all sorts of systems in it, and checks, and so on and so forth, there's a button for emergencies, a person can override all the systems, and he presses the button, and everything that's there until now is kilay haya. That's the meat of kaf in a person. So the meat of kaf in a person is that a person is with somebody who's very close, it's a person that he loves, it's a person that he likes, and the person did an avla, and were a person to take it in the context of the entire relationship, okay, it's one avla out of 100 good incidents, or it's a bad day for a kid who's been doing well, or v'chulu v'chulu, and the person forgets about anything that was, and he reacts to the matzah v'asher husham. In other words, a complete v'asher husham, without any kesher to what was, that is the meat of kaf. If you take a look in the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks in Midas, what he calls Deus is what we call Midas. The Rambam in Hilchos Deus speaks about, he picks out two Midas that are especially bad, and a person should be in the middle, but there are two Midas that a person should be mahada to go to an extreme, because it's a very difficult Midas. The Rambam says, on the Midas of Kass, the Chayna Kass, he says, Midas Roh Hi Adlin Me'oit. The Roy Lodder says, Rachman, I can say Achad. The Yilamid Atzma Shalom Yichot. A person should learn not to be angry. I feel as if a story looks like Shalom. Rasa Lahato, Eim Albana, who may be Yitzay Lakiva. Let's say a person in a position where you have to discipline people. And Kass is a method of disciplining. When a person sees that, how the reaction, it changes the person. He should show himself like he's angry, in order to get them, to bring them in line. And then he adds a few words that are, in other words, the hefach of kas is that the das is miyushev or not miyushev. The hefach of yushev das is tiruf hadas. Tiruf means ripped away. It's like nitruf hashar. Anything that happens, anything that happens abruptly and it's disjunct to what was there before is called tiruf. A person is nitruf hadaita means a scrubs of kifot, it doesn't connect to anything that was there. Nitruf hashar means it happened and that was it, and there was no way back there. Trefa, anything that is torn away from a hemsher is called tiruf. That is the opposite of yishev hadas. Yishev hadas means the thing is connected to a hemsher. The thing is a hemsher of something. And so the kaf, the etzem, is a tiruf hadas, where the person completely breaks from what was and he blows up. And as far as now, the only thing the person did was this avla. There's no before and there's no tomorrow. And yishev hadas, ma'at mitzukayis, means he responds overtly as if it was like that, but meidach is the person sarasim is begish vadaf and he sees it in context. Context is like what it is. The mahalach in the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas hadin, the taharusa, doesn't take into account what was and what will be. Midas hadin, the essence, is a midah of now, basher husham. Right now, that's Midas Hadin Basmusa. What does it mean that yesterday you paid, you do this, you do this? You can't pay now, you're not getting anything. That's Midas Hadin. You worked for 50 years, but today you did suffer work, so there's no money. So Midas HaDin in its most pure form requires a moment of kach. There has to be a gilui of Midas HaDin in the Bria, and that gilui of Midas HaDin is that it is kach, meaning there is no shaykhah. At that moment, there is no shaykhah to what was and what is. That's the aimat of Chazal, that it's a rega. A rega means the smallest element of time. It has no tension. It's rega kememre means that the thing itself has no, it has no hemshich to anything else. And that's what Tosfos asks, that's what Tosfos answers. A dover machli. A midas hadin that is, if the klala is an inyan, then it's always within a context. If I say the person should get sick, mekalach has to tell the person gets sick. So sickness is within a certain mahalach. It's a well person suffering something. I mean, that's always more than a regular commandment. In kali means to be oika something totally. That's what you can put. The regular commandment is fakir. It's the biggest chur because there is no hemshach. The people know. I mean, in the physical world, one of the strengths of people karate is that a person any blow that a person gives that takes a few seconds, the impact of the blow gets lit up between the time it takes. And that automatically dulls. If a person snaps a certain, if you give a sharp blow with a hammer, something cracks, because there was no hemshach. If you drive in something with a hammer, the thing doesn't crack, because that same blow is spreading out over a certain time. But if you give a very sharp blow, then the thing snaps, because it didn't split out over any hemshach of time. The klola of the rega of kaf is kolim. Adam, that is the rega. So let's go back to our Indian and let's understand it in that mahala. Bilam was a zel umaseh, and he was yedea the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He stood in the level of das of a zel umaseh meshvateinu, and because he was a yedea das elyon, he figured out how to use the mahala himala to serve his purposes and not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's purposes. Adarabah. He wasn't interested that his maaseh should be in the ruts of the Hashem, because fakir. He wanted to do so. It's a tfisa of the mahalach of ruchnius. He believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he believed that there's a system, and he believed that with averis you don't get far, and only with mitzvah and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding all the yichudim. And he was, Bilam was like the person he said who, by understanding somebody ad hasayif, he can manipulate him. So the koyach, in other words, Bilam deher, the koyach of bechira versus the koyach of yediyah, is that a person's bechira is ultimately shalit, and the male, if he wants to, he can use kavi yochel al yonim for service purpose. And that's why it's called a kaisim, nechashim. In yonim of kishim are in yonim, when you use in yonim maila for the hefek of the tachlis of al yonim. A bal taiva uses earthy yonim, he eats, he drinks, you know, that's the mahalach of taiva. The mahalach of nechashim and kishufim is where you take in yonim maila, you take in yonim ruchniyim, you deher them, and you use them kol kuloi for your tachlis. And that was the struggle between Bilam and Kav Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bilam said, le'uchal, he's right, ki'im es ha'dava. He understood the entire mahalach. He wasn't lacking in knowing that if a prophet says don't do it, then he won't be able to do it. That he knew. But he was still looking for a way around it, to do it in a way where he knows that since a person has bechira, ultimately he can use the system for his own good. That was, so Bilam is that nekuda of rishus, where he knows the other person at a sof. He studied every single, he sat in rapt attention and listened to the person's heavy krechts and every, and was misagayach, understand the other person, so that he could manipulate. That was the mahalach of the Bilam. The Zelum HaZev Moshe, there's a parasha that's strikingly the same. Moshe Rabbeinu by the Chet HaEgel, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was full of chalein av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Honichali v'chalein keraga. Leave me alone, v'chalein keraga. And I'm going to destroy that keraga. In other words, there was a moment of, the moment of kaas in the Bria was that moment of Chet HaEgel, and that was the kaas of all kaas. And that was the rega when the mahalach of Elyonim was a mahalach of Achalim Kerava. So the Moshe Rabbeinu stood at the same moment of a minute where the anhaga of the Bria Be'etzim was. The Rambam says in Menuchim that the only place where you find kaas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by Avodah Zarah. So I don't, I mean, there's a kaas, a lot of kaas in other places, but Bina Tavi, the kaas of the Bria was that moment, and that's where, and I think that's the place it gets it from, that what could it be said? Kali, the same Achalim Keraga. What happens in a rega is cute. So Moshe Rabbeinu the head. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu that? Because folks said that's what has to be. The third says Rashi says that folks said anichali. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's hanhaga was hanhaga of being mekasha the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just like a father who gets very angry at his son, and let's say a father with a terrible temper, and he's about to want to kill his son, and somebody stands in the middle and doesn't let him. A day later. Is the father going to be thankful to the son or angry? To the stranger or angry? It'll be very thankful. So the Teretz is because the person was oymed that mahalach is a regular mahalach, and by being oymed that there's a pneumistic eruption that didn't express itself, that's where the person bridges the two mahalach together. So you have a zelu maser in a moment of kas. In Bilam Faker, he knew that if he'd be able to tap into the moment of kas, that's where it could be an Achalim Kedaga, because that's the Messias of where a person, there is no, that's the one Nekud in the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mekasha, the Ratzon Pnimi, to the Mahalach, and he lets the Mahalach stand on itself. There's a moment of pure Basher Husham, where there's no Chaste Ovens, and there's no Chesed Nurayach, there's nothing. So Bilam Kol Kuloi was only for that moment of Nituk, and his Sheirish was from that Nekud of Nituk, between the Das Elyon and the Ratz Elyon, and Moshe Rabbeinu stood Zelu Maser, and he stood on the Mokern where there was a Nituk, where Kaviyachol that was the Nituk of the Bria from the Ratz, the Das Elyon, let's call it, or that Hod Elyon, from the Ratz Elyon, and Moshe Rabbeinu bridged it. Adrabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Hanicholi. So in Rashi says it was a Remes Ilu. It was a remez in the that you could be mispalo. The oimik of the word hanichol means the taker. Your messias is a messias that mechaba the rotten to the hemshich, and the mela, you have to let go. You know, the tmidiyus of mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu was that mahalach, and Moshe Rabbeinu has to let go through. Also, just as my Ruska, if you want to look more, if you want to see more. You see that the Nakuda over there of Kass, what he wanted to do with Moshe is he wanted to take away the others, and it should be only in Kleist which comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that, he said he can't stand on 3 feet, all they'll stand on 1 foot. I mean, the Chur Faker, there'll still be others there. The Teretz is the Mahalak of Achalim Keraga would mean, by its nature, that Kleist will be built on a Hugger that's discontinuous with what was. That's just a minor miscarriage on that Nakuda. In Avodah Zarah, and also there's a special Lamashon Tefillah. Avodah Zarah is called Avodah, but for a different tachlis, for a different purpose. A kaifa, whatever it is, a person who's a father has no shaitas to Avodah, has no shaitas to mahalach. Avodah Zarah is, the shaitas of Avodah Zarah is, there was Avodah there, but it was a lehim acher. It's not the same tachlis, it's not the same. And that's the demo. Let's just, I want to go back to the prayer there. There's a pasuk. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, in Micha, he says like this. Ami, tzchor no mayoyatz bolok melech moyov, ma'ono yisabilam ben bo'er, min ashitim aragalgol, l'mandav tzitkit Hashem. So you remember what happened with Bilam, and the mandav tzitkit Hashem. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mehafet to call the bracha we asked before is because the nitzachin in Mitzrayim it was mi Hashem v'Hashem b'koylem. I don't need to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went over the head and said, you do need to acknowledge me. The Bilam came, Bilam's nekuda was to use mehalchei mala against HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zelu Maseh is to use Mahalchei Matra against the Matra. In other words, the Vayahavach Hashem Sakol Levracha meant to make use of Bilam, just like Bilam wanted to make use of the Mahalchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world to be Chas V'Shalom Menageach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midah Keneged Midah was to use the Mahalchei Bilam against Bilam. It's the Oimek of the Midah Keneged Midah in this case. It's, you thought that you understood me well, and you manipulated. The way to get back at a manipulator, the nisach on a manipulator, is not that I smack him. So the Shabbat is still, I'm a brute, and he's a piquet. But if I out-manipulate him, he thought he had me in the bag, thought, and then I have him, that's where the person, that's the emissar, the nisach on that mahal. So the Navi says, so he says, what should I reply? What should I come across on this problem with? Hakadmena ba'olus ba'gal mishana karbonis. So the Gemara, so the pasuk says, no. Hayirta Hashem ba'alfei elim b'vayos Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. There's no ruts in Hashem on that. Ha'etin kvoidi pishi pri bitni chatas nafshi. Maybe I'd bring a person as a carbon, like it says, Malach Moyev brought a carbon person. It's the Ben Chayr. So the Navi told him, higi chodah ma toiv u'ma Hashem doyish mimcha. There's two things. There's toiv u'ma Hashem doyish mimcha. In other words, the mahalach of mitzvahs is toiv. There's a certain mahalach of mitzvahs. And then, within the mitzvahs, there's a mahalach of what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want out of this? There's the doing the mice the way it says exactly, kitzura, and then, but what's the mechuvah thing? What's the tachos of it? So he says, three dargis, ki'im, asayis mishpat. So the Navi goes, three dargis of the premiums of Enya. The first one is asayis mishpat, that's asiya, which is the chitzainis ka'ifna. The second one is, the avas chesed is, where a person adds a teichen to the mitzvah he does. So the first dagger is just the chutz. The second dagger, which we would is adding ava. You know, in chesed there's ava. Mishpat is doing what's right, perfect. In chesed requires a dimension of teichen of ava. Hatznei lechet Hashem alekecha means that anything a person does by hatznei lechet, it's not the pshat only that I don't show off. I'm not a balgaiva because I do it, nobody sees. It's the inyan that I really want. That snei aleches is the pnimis of the inyan clapping me as well. Because why would I do it when no one else is around unless this is really what I want? That all the mitzvahs, asayfa shaldova, hatznei aleches im Hashem alekecha, it's an oifim to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the toich toichin of all the mitzvahs. And it's something, I mean, on the one hand we're talking in fact about two gdolei olam, the telu maseh of Moshe and Bilam, and I mean, talking about the ruin, the highest tag, and so on. But it's important, it's a tfisa of a problem where that starts after by Dolem. Dolem, I mean, by a person who is accomplished to some degree. A person who's looking for Taiv, who's looking for Chumis. So that's him, he doesn't care about Gashpar, he turns back to Gashpar, who does his thing, that's that. As a person builds himself closer, as a person becomes a Talmud Chacham, there's what's called in Gemara Chachamim Lahara. A person, Taiv, has become some mothers. Any time a person, the bigger a person becomes in the kalim that he has, the person understands the halacha. Somebody went to a store, an electric supply store, many, many years ago, an electrician, and he asked him to borrow a drill. He needs to do construction, whatever, he wants to buy a drill. So the person was nice to lend him. As the person was giving him the drill, he asked him to get him a glass of water. Say, right now. Comes back to him. Say that the drill is a mess. It's broken. That guy asked him, says, you have to pay. You're sure? Says, but if you notice, I asked him a glass of water, so I became a shalom bailam and I'm fucking. Imagine if a person, now, the shaila is, so if the metzius happened like that, Akash Baruch Hu said, you're fucking. I mean, there's no, you know, we might not understand the metzius, but Akash Baruch Hu said, and that's emes, that's said. But the person lechatchila to go and set it up in such a way. So the pshat is the person takes a chayshim mishpat, a big fat chayshim mishpat, and uses it to wham people over the head with it. That's the mitzvah of it. A person takes his learning, and I once overheard many of them as a bachi from somebody, an acquaintance of mine, in Bach. And he told me that out of the way. I didn't say anything, but it bothered me. I don't be Marvitz Torah is a mile in its own, even if it means putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. I mean, do you really think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for people to steamroll each other out of the way? I mean, is that really what he wants? I mean, how do you, like, how do you understand it? It was something that was famous as them. It bothered me. It bothered me because the Rishas are fine. It's like, you know, everybody has his own things. But don't, I mean, there's a need to, and this person was a person of practical information. And so the Pshat is that whole, it's a person can become very big. A person can use the structure. And Levoy Balimi, and it's all there, it's Videa Das Elyon, it says, and he uses it all for something else. And a person, and everybody has his own ideas, everybody's own thing, but at least the person should understand that as a person, the fact that the person is becoming Muslim and Maisim is still not a raya that the person is a Muslim, and that last bridge between Ratzon Abayre and Das Abayre. And a person understands that Avodah of a person takes like three forms, three steps, one inside the other. There's Asayis Mishpa, the person has to do the right thing, Kidik Dukai, Kidik Kunai, the way it's supposed to be done. And then a person has to be Mimalit with Avas Chesed, you know, the person has to be Mimalit Maisim with Kavana, with Rat, and so on. And the Pneumship of them is the Vatsne Alech Nashon Kecha. That a person has to understand the tachlis of all of it is Ratzon HaBayir. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there should be Nachas Ruach with him, Misha Amar Vayoyla. And all the mice, everything has one tachlis. And when a person has an Yisrael, when there's a gap between the two, then he understands that Faker, it's not that the person's task is not to use the system Chas Hashem to spite Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the person's a Bilam. He's Oymik B'Molei Gadlus, and he uses it to be Chas Hashem Menatik from Ratzon HaBayir. A person uses Faket, he uses the Mahalach to be Malar Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a Nachas Ruach of Misham Avayim. It was also Faket, in Avayda it says he was the full, he took Avayda and made it Zara. He took Avayda and used it for his Mahalach. In other words, he was talking, it says, in the Mahalach of Avayda was the Mahalach that was the focus.
How is Kilo this whole, this difference? How is that Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hashem answer that the Kavas of Ovid were good for you? But Hashem sort of told them, your carbon is Mamas.
So because the Torah says that they brought it because of Ratz. I'll give you a marshal. Let's say there's no music of present. So you give somebody a present spontaneously. So then it has only one taich because you like the person. Let's say you see that the person Reuven gave a present to responded very nicely to it. You come along and give that also. So then already there hasn't it. The first person was always spontaneous. They thought you have to give a present because it's a birthday, because this was that. The minute it's the first mice is always a mice of ruts. And right? Right, right. The other mice was already said it's a system. I have told them a system and I'm using the system. That's the... Yeah.
You said last week that if a person doesn't become the clarity in Torah, then Torah becomes a new mice to him?
Yeah.
I can understand that a person with... What's the shot that becomes a new mice? Why such a strong reaction?
Because just like the body rejects something alien on a physical level, something that can't become integrated into you, the body rejects. Anything that the body identifies either things in two ways, either it's part of it and it grows into it, or it's alien. An idea that's lacking in the heroes, then you reject it. You don't, either something becomes absorbed and then the person is, then it becomes part of his ideas, or a person... Try learning for a while things that are not clear. Just it practically seems like it doesn't. A person can't absorb things that are just not.
But in the child that becomes Mios,
Mios Gaal and Mios Gaal is Mios is rejection of something from a person's mitzvah for different reasons. But whatever the person can't identify, the person can't absorb it. The person can't make it part of himself. I mean, that's what physically happens when a person blows up something. When a person cuts away something, I want you out of my life. I said I don't hate you, I just don't want you part of it. There are a couple of things that my person lacking. And I see that here. You see practically, you know, you don't need more, you know. That's why it's bad. How long can a person learn when he really doesn't know what he's learning? He really doesn't have a clever reason. It's like just adding more things that are not clear.
Yeah. It's a regular kind of a regular kind of
Because part of the mitzvah, just like the chira kaviyachol requires a moment where a person can make a decision no matter what. It's chira ganaga chira. So you need a moment where midas hadin decides on its own. Just like letting go of something, it's a two-way street. If I give you full independence to run a business, it means that there's no safety net for a moment. At least in some way, there's no safety net. So the ultimate chira is that's the moment of chas. That's the moment when no chasada, no time is, no what was yesterday, no what will be. It's all, you're on your own. You're on your own. It's the zelo maseh of being on your own.
I think where
we climb the chasada and every person's up. That's what the chas means. Just like by a person's chas, the leader of chas is where the person reacts without the ishvada, so the person reacts to the maisa. He doesn't say, well, it's been so nice, and that the person reacts to the maisa. So kaviyachol, that's the midah of chas. There's a rega kashpach skites. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does the midah all the time. It's not the normal midah of chas. The chas is where the Gemara says chavre sumkin in Basa Chivri that in the kaparos of the panic, white is always something lifeless and dead. A person who's pale is a lack of chias. A person who's in good health is flushed and robust and red. I mean, that's always a good kashpach. So the Gemara says that always the comb is a mixture of white and red. There's a moment when it's completely white. In other words, completely the world doesn't have its keys like it's broken anymore. It has to have its own keys or it has all keys. It's not getting pumped anything in. There's no way. That's the standard song. That's the thing that's easy. Yeah. Right. That's what Mitzvah did. It had to work out in his favor. It worked out in his favor. But the Basharusham. But faket, but in the ultimate, it's not a favor. In the ultimate, it's just like when a person is 21, he doesn't mind working on paying social security. When he becomes 65, he cheated himself. That's, yes, for that moment, your small was lucky. But as a hemshah, we can't go with that. It's not a. Yeah. Sorry for that.